Pokemon. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Under normal circumstances, it would not be considered weird to win 3 Grammy Awards among 9 nominations, release 5 platinum and 3 gold records. For Weird Al Yankovic, who was inspired by a nationally syndicated radio program, however, he accomplished all that and directed all his own videos. Those accomplishments would make it seem strange to call him weird.
Well, that was a name that I actually picked up in college. That was my college radio name, because everybody on the station had some kind of bizarre name, like, you know, Macho Mike or, you know, Goofy Debbie, I don't know. But I mean, I played weird music like Dr. Demento, so the name seemed to fit, and it obviously just kind of stuck.
I'm in a D&D, MC, enter, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find it there quite stationary.
From his earliest releases like My Bologna and another one, Rides the Bus, in the early 80s, to his new album, Straight Outta Linwood, Weird Al seems to be anything but weird. His latest achievement is the top 10 hit, White and Nerdy.
Well, I know this would be hard for you to imagine, but it's basically my life story. I've been white and nerdy my entire life, and I'm basically using a lifetime worth of experience and wedging it into a 2-minute and 50-second pop song.
Happy Days is my favorite theme song.
This year marks the first time in his 27-year parody song career that Weird Al has had a single in the top 10 at the same time as his new album, Straight Outta Linwood.
The new album is actually a dual disc. Actually, in other countries outside of the United States, I think it's a separate CD and a DVD. But the DVD has 6 brand new music videos. It's got the whole album in 5.1 surround sound and karaoke versions. And like you said, there's a 9-minute making of the album feature, right? So it's chock full of added value. This is my way to combat piracy. Instead of just having the album, it's like loaded with, you know, extra features, so that people basically are forced to buy this thing.
His new CD is named for the California city where he grew up. Weird Al says Straight Outta Linwood is a parody of gangsta rap group N.W.A.'s Straight Outta Compton album. Like all his other videos, White and Nerdy, a spoof of Chameleon Air's hit song Ridin', is loaded with surprises.
Donny Osmond gets to be featured in the video, which, I mean, if you do a song called White and Nerdy, I mean, who else do you get, really? He was the first call, and he was just unbelievable. Seth Green's in the video, Judy Tenuta, a couple guys from Mad TV. It was a lot of fun.
Sour cream.
Weird Al studied architecture in college and helped pay his way by being an accordion teacher. Looking back, Weird Al Yankovic says it was not easy to change careers.
And people didn't want to give me a record deal because they figured, oh, he does comedy music, and people that do comedy music, they have like one hit single if they're lucky, and then nobody ever hears from them again. And I've been able to really buck the trends, and the ironic thing about my whole career is that I've been able to hang out for a lot longer than most of the people that I've parodied over the years.
Among his collection, one of the most popular remains Eat It, the 1984 parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It. Weird Al says he plans to do more international touring so worldwide audiences can enjoy the Weird Al experience. For Al Yankovic, it's not bad being weird. Larry London, VOA News.